ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The back-and-forth missile and airstrikes continue between Israel and Iran, the U.S. moving more military assets to the region, and President Trump returning from the G7 summit in Canada a day early, huddling with his national security team today. Iran firing off more missiles today, so far intercepted by Israel's air defense systems. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Everyone here in the region, you know, wondering what President Trump's next move will be, since it could dramatically impact what's happening, you know, here on the ground.
The president says he wants a permanent solution, saying Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. Ukraine says at least a dozen people were killed in Russian air and drone strikes, one of the largest attacks in the three-year war, one drone slamming into a residential high-rise in Kyiv. Retail sales fell sharply in May, signs consumers are pulling back on spending as uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs continue. A deadline for reciprocal tariffs is less than a month away. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office has confirmed that she appeared on a list of names authorities believe were additional targets of the man charged with shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses. The alleged shooter surrendered to authorities on Sunday following a two-day search. He was charged with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder on Monday. Law enforcement authorities say there were 70 suspected targets on the list, including 11 Wisconsin lawmakers. The identities of the other 10 have not been released. Meanwhile, at the Wisconsin State Capitol, there's additional security as legislators continue to work on the budget. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Alba.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right read defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny, warm, and muggy with high temperatures today tapping the mid-80s. Got chances for showers and thunderstorms early this evening, and some of them have the chance to be strong to severe, pecking hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures alongside more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also fusion voting. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Consumer spending has dropped. The numbers just came out this morning. Consumer spending in the United States is down 0.9% for the month of May. That's, the figures come out about 6 weeks after the end of the month. A couple of weeks after the end of the month. This is the middle of June, so. And the consensus and the Dow was down. I haven't looked at it in the last hour. It was down at the beginning of the show. Most people were expecting around 0.6% drop. Sales also were down in April. We're not seeing a contraction of GDP that's substantial enough yet to call a recession. Of course, you have to have three consecutive months of that. But auto sales are down 3.5%. This is one of the worst hit areas. This, of course, Trump's tariffs coming into effect. And the World Bank has downgraded the global economic forecast exclusively and specifically because of Trump's tariffs. So just an FYI. Over in the Senate, this is remarkable. The so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, OBBBA, One Big Beautiful Bill Act is what it's called. I like Ro Khanna's description of it, the big brutal bill. Massive cuts to Medicaid, and the Senate went even further. They want even more cuts to Medicaid. Of course, they're not just cutting the Medicaid budget. What they're doing is they're throwing in what are referred to as reporting requirements. In other words, make people jump through a lot of hoops, and if any stage along the way one of those hoops gets missed or is not done correctly, or if you didn't fill out the form right, then you get dropped from the rolls. And they're estimating that 10.9 million people, according to the CBO, Congressional Budget Office estimate that just came out, 10.9 million people will lose their health insurance, will lose their Medicaid health insurance with this, all to pay for a $5 trillion tax break for billionaires. Oh, and they want to raise the debt ceiling. The House had wanted to raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. The Senate wants to raise the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. Now, as you know, longtime listeners of the program know, I've never been a fan of the debt ceiling. It was put into place during World War I as a way to, by Woodrow Wilson, as a way to satisfy the opponents of entering into the war. To basically say to them, don't worry, if things get bad, you'll have a say. You'll be able to stop the United States' involvement in World War I by simply defunding the military, by refusing to raise the debt ceiling. And then it got ignored after World War I. In fact, it was ignored during World War I. They just kind of pro forma routinely raised the debt ceiling. And it didn't really become an issue until the 1990s. It was Newt Gingrich in 1996 or 7. Who used the debt ceiling as a club to beat Bill Clinton over the head with and shut down the government. That was the first time it had happened. And now it's just a regular thing, the Republicans use when there's a Democrat in the White House. Whenever there's a Republican in the White House, of course, they simply raise the debt ceiling. But when there's a Democrat in the White House, we're going to use this thing. So we'll see what happens here. But the bottom line is that this this bill, there's also a big debate over SALT, the state and local tax deduction. This was something that was put into place in the last Trump tax cut bill back 10 years ago. And it the goal was to hurt people who live in blue states, to basically punish people for living in blue states. Blue states are more prosperous. More than 60% of all of America's economic activity comes out of blue states. Almost 70% of total economic activity for the United States comes out of blue states. Blue states are wealthier. Property values are higher in blue states, and taxes tend to be higher in blue states because blue states have better schools, you know, better nutrition programs, better infrastructure, better roads. I mean, we're just right across the board, life is better. People live longer in blue states. And by the way, you can just Google all that stuff. I mean, everything I just said is easily documented. And so as a result, property taxes are higher in blue states. And so the average price of a house in America right now, I think, is around roughly $500,000, $500,000, you know, for a house. And, you know, a house of that value in a red state, you might have property taxes of $7,000-$8,000 a year. In a blue state, you could have property taxes of $15,000-$18,000 a year on a house of that value. So, you know, it was the whole goal was to punish people for living in blue states by capping the deduction at $10,000. In other words, the first $10,000 that you pay in state and local taxes, including your property taxes, you can deduct from your income taxes. But after that, sorry, Charlie, you can't do it. And so anyhow, the House had raised that to $40,000. And the Senate kicked it back down to $10,000. So this is going to become a point of contention between Republicans. This is Republican on Republican violence, as it were. So we'll see where it goes. Keep an eye on this one. Meanwhile, California state legislators, Scott Weiner, I'm not sure, a Democratic state senator representing San Francisco, and a colleague, Jesse Araguen, from Berkeley and Oakland, are proposing legislation in California that would require all police officers or all law enforcement officers who are acting in California to have not only their name, their faces exposed, but to have an identifiable insignia indicating which branch they are, you know, what law enforcement agency they represent, and what their name is. And this is Scott Weiner, the Democratic state senator from San Francisco. He said, "We are seeing more and more law enforcement officers, particularly at the federal level, covering their faces entirely, not identifying themselves at all, and at times even wearing army fatigues where we can't tell if these are law enforcement officers or vigilante militia." He said, "They're grabbing people off our streets and disappearing them, and it's terrifying." He adds, "Law enforcement officers are public servants, and people should be able to see their faces, see who they are, know who they are. Otherwise, there's no transparency and there's no accountability." Speaking of that, by the way, I would point out the comptroller of the city of New York was just dragged off by ICE. I don't have the details on this yet. Sean just shared the picture of it with me and the headline, the story. But in my opinion, when the police officer, or, you know, when the FBI agents wrestled Alex Padilla to the ground and handcuffed him, that was false arrest. A false arrest includes detention, and that was a crime. False arrest is a crime. It's a couple of years in prison. And, of course, you lose your job. And Senator Padilla could call for, or could even bring charges against these officers and, you know, have them lose their jobs. And frankly, I'm guessing the reason he hasn't is because he doesn't want to, you know, stir things up and, you know, raise the temperature, as it were. He's trying to lower the temperature. But now you got ICE agents in New York City who are doing basically the same thing. You know, grab a public official, an elected public official, and haul them off or take them to the ground or whatever. And I think that somebody needs to push back. And I'd like to see Senator Padilla push back. I think that, if you're calling Senator Padilla's office, you may want to reach out and say, don't you think it would be a good idea for these guys to be stopped right now before this gets worse? I mean, don't you have an obligation to all the rest of us to say, you guys have to follow the law. You can't arrest people without cause. You can't detain people without cause. They could have simply stopped Senator Padilla and said, who are you? Oh, you're a senator? Okay, hang on just a minute. But no, this is what they did.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, the real story behind Mike Lee's outrageous tweets. This is an amazing story. Stay with us. It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then, consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November. November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Well, I woke up this morning, turned on my screen, saw Trump and Musk in a Twitter war scene. One said, "I bought the Senate." The other said, "So, I bought the man who runs your favorite show." They're punching and posting and flexing their might, while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog, as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with the platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people, that ship's in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. So, when the assassinations happened on Saturday in Minneapolis, when the MAGA terrorist killed these two state legislators and nearly murdered two more, and apparently stopped at two other houses looking for people, was unsuccessful. Mike Lee went on to Twitter and posted, "This is what happens when Marxists don't get their way," to a picture, the Ring doorbell cam picture of the MAGA terrorist. And then a little later, an hour later, he posted another picture of Bolter and with the text "Nightmare on Wall Street," referencing Tim Walz. And that racked up 13 million views. I mean, the Twitter algorithm really amplified Mike Lee. And then, and this is where it gets wild, Elon Musk jumped in and posted essentially the same thing, saying the far left is murderously violent, suggesting that the guy, the MAGA assassin, the MAGA murderer, the MAGA terrorist, was in fact a leftist. Now, why was it that in the first hours after, and for several hours actually, after the news came out about this, these murders, that Senator Lee and Elon Musk, and by the way, Musk's got, you know, almost four times more views than Lee, and nobody's criticizing Musk for this. I don't know. I don't understand why. And maybe they're just afraid of him. But why was it that Mike Lee and Elon Musk and hundreds of other, you know, right wingers all over Twitter, I mean, this is just, it was just slammed, were claiming that this guy, that the MAGA terrorist, was a leftist? It turns out the reason why is because the Minneapolis State Patrol, the state police, published a photo from the back of this guy's car of a pile of posters that he had made. Excuse me. That said, "No kings." Now, nobody knows for sure why he was carrying these things. You know, maybe he intended to leave them behind after he killed people. Maybe he was going to go to the protest and try to kill people there. Nobody knows for sure, but clearly this guy, we now know, was a MAGA terrorist. He voted for Trump. He was enthusiastic about Trump. He was a fundamentalist Christian. He was anti-abortion. That seems to have been his primary motivation in murdering these people. But when the state police published that picture with the "No Kings," they gave no explanation. They didn't say this guy, you know, well, there was no explanation. And so people looked at that and thought, oh, a no kings guy just murdered these people. Must be a leftist. That was what was obviously going through Mike Lee's mind and probably going through Elon Musk's mind, although anybody trying to guess what's going through Elon Musk's mind at any particular moment is probably in trouble. But if law enforcement had provided any context for the picture, then this would not have happened. We wouldn't have had these insane conspiracy theories, and Mike Lee and Elon Musk would not have basically crapped all over themselves, would not have covered themselves in shame, shall we say. And, of course, Mike Lee is now suffering some serious blowback from this, from members of the Senate, Senate staffers even. I mean, it's just a terrible look. But why did the police do this? They had to know. I mean, this was the press office, right? They understand public relations. They had to know that the minute they published that No Kings picture, people were going to draw that assumption from it, that conclusion. They did not have to publish those pictures, that picture. And if they felt like they had to publish that picture, they could have provided a context like, for example, we don't know yet who this guy is, but perhaps he was planning on going to a No Kings rally to kill people. I mean, if they simply said something like that, which is the most probable explanation, still, they're still holding, playing this close to the vest. But if they had provided some sort of context like that, you wouldn't have had Mike Lee and Elon Musk and all these other, right-wing figures, making themselves look like fools. Now, maybe the Minnesota State Police are a bunch of liberals and they expected Mike Lee and Elon Musk to make fools of themselves. My guess is that's not the case. My guess, police tend to lean toward the right. My guess is that the police were basically, figuring, well, I just don't know. They should have been able to predict, though, that publishing this picture without any explanation, without any context, without any description, would provoke this kind of response. And then on top of that, of course, now that Twitter is owned by Musk, and he has tweaked the algorithm to promote, racist tweets and Nazi tweets and, Nazi tweeters, things like that, and himself, of course. I think it would have been fairly easy to predict that this would happen. So what's going on with the Minnesota police here? I haven't heard anybody discuss this. I haven't seen any explanation for it. I would say, inquiring minds want to know, why did this happen? I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with your calls. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox.
On-farm digesters don't just consume manure anymore. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Billy Kepner, Director of Community Relations with Vanguard Renewables, says food waste is now another feedstock.
So the digester will accept about 100 tons per day of manure, but then it will take 250 tons per day of food waste. The food waste comes from primarily retailers, manufacturers, and it's pre-consumer, so it's anything that's off-spec. Think if you're making ice cream and there's 15 extra chocolate chips in that batch, it can't be sold because it doesn't match the label. So we take that food waste, we recycle it via anaerobic digestion, and then we also recycle the packaging. And what that does is it creates a biogas that we then upgrade, and it becomes pipeline quality renewable natural gas. It is the exact molecule, the same as fossil natural gas, goes into the existing pipeline, adding to our nation's resiliency and energy production. We're just adding more fuel to our pipeline.
Once again, that's Billy Kepner, the Director of Community Relations with Vanguard Renewables. He says schools typically make a great place to get food waste feedstock for the digesters. I'll have a look at your midday commodity markets right after this.
The future of phosphorus fertilizers is Rhizosorb. Craig Dick, VP of Sales and Marketing for Phospholutions, explains.
Rhizosorb 8390 is a next-generation dry phosphate fertilizer that replaces MAP or DAP. Rhizosorb technology is incorporated into traditional phosphate manufacturing, resulting in a finished granule that enhances phosphorus uptake, reduces phosphorus use rates, and maintains crop yields.
Preserve yield, optimize phosphorus, and reduce costs with Rhizosorb.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit givedairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's givedairy.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your midday commodity markets. Cash corn is trading at 4.33 and a quarter. That is down 1.5 cents. New crop corn is trading at 438 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. Cash beans are trading at 1071 and a quarter. That is up 1.5 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1066 and a half, and that is up 6 cents. And July wheat is trading at 546 and a quarter, and that is up 9 3/4. On the dairy side of things, July Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1805 a hundredweight. That is up 9 cents. And August Class 3 milk contract is trading at $18.67, and that is up 8 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny, warm, and muggy, with high temperatures today tapping the mid-80s. Got chances for showers and thunderstorms early this evening, and some of them have the chance to be strong to severe, pecking hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures alongside more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sure, share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CB Distillery and CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are and like I did with their sleep gummies to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com. And the promo code to get 25% off your entire order, TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
We used to share maple and trust across the line. Now you're eyeing us like Alaska in 59. Mark Carney stepped up with a banker's grin. No trade deals with fascists, we won't let you win. He warned the crowd with a voice so clear. America wants our forests, our water, our beer.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
How you doing? Just want to make a quick analogy here. I'm a pretty old guy, probably about your age. And, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what has occurred in my lifetime that the fabric of our society has decayed to the point where we have elected not once, but twice, this fascist. But I'm just going to call him what he is. He's a fascist pig.
Yeah.
Why?
It all began with
why?
Reagan.
Why now? Yes, it did. And I agree with your concept. I 100% agree with the Citizens United and money being such a powerful force. But that being said, the term you use, the morbidly rich. I like that term, the morbidly rich. Could have not succeeded without the help of the morbidly stupid. Why? No, I'm just saying right now, I'm not Einstein either. I'm not saying that I'm like so much more intelligent than anybody else, but I have seen in my lifetime, particularly I would say, like you say, since the Reagan generation, that this society of ours has voted against its own interests, does not make rational decisions, and my question is why? And I can only answer one thing: lack of broad-based education. And that includes in the school, that includes media, that includes in our leaders. Like you say, Joe Biden was not a communicator, but for crying out loud, we need to be able to sell the truth better than these Republicans sell lies.
Yeah.
And until we get that, nothing else is going to change. I mean, we're the only industrialized nation without universal health care. I mean, come on. Why are we as a society being able to be duped like this? So
according to the OECD National Assessment, it's the PIAAC. It's a study that is done country by country across the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the 34 richest countries in the world. The United States has the highest rate of illiteracy. 28% of adults scored at level one or below. They're functionally illiterate. 28%,
well,
almost a third of Americans. So, and again, I think that our score is that bad because of Reagan. If you said you're my age, that means you probably went to elementary school and junior high school anyway in the 1950s and high school in the 1960s,
right,
which is what I did. And we had brand new schools. We had top of the line schools. Our teachers were well paid. They were enthusiastic. Eisenhower had really, and Lyndon Johnson with the Great Society, and Jack Kennedy, for that matter, threw a bunch of money into education. And it was Reagan. Reagan in his first year had an 18% cut to the federal education budget. We have seen.
And may I also add that during those times where you and I were in school, stupidity was not tolerated.
It wasn't fashionable either.
Now it is celebrated.
Exactly.
It's celebrated.
Yeah, Duck Dynasty is back.
There you go. Instead of the cream of the crop rising to the top, it's like the upside down. I remember the old milk bottles where you'd have to shake it up, you know, when you had the milkman deliver the milk bottles, and the birds would peck on it to get the cream out of the top. Well, our society has been turned upside down. The cream of the crop has been turned upside down, so the scum of the earth has risen to the top. And it's just so sad for me to see this. And, you know, I've had a great life. I'm worried about my kids and my grandkids. I mean, I just hope that there's a massive effort to turn this around and start educating people again and start, you know, teaching rational thinking. Because until we do that, you know, the morbidly rich are going to control us.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Tom. Thank you. Important point. Michael in Bronx, New York, they tell me that you got your audio fixed. What's up?
Hi, how does that sound, Tom?
That is fine, Michael. Now I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay, my apologies. First, let's go back to what an earlier caller mentioned about Canada seeing Trump as weak. It's more than that. It's not just weak, but how vile, despicable, and dangerous he is.
Yeah. So I think there's a broad consensus across Canada about that. It's probably except in Alberta.
Right. And you had mentioned something also about the military being pissed off at Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the one that kept using our military as props, and who had the audacity, who has not even served with them, not one second, but calls them losers and suckers?
Yeah.
Why must I remind everybody of that? And that probably explains even part of the reason, at the very least, if not the entire reason, why military is pissed off at Trump.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears to why America and others are pissed off at him. And this is free speech debacle that he's twisting around. You know, it was his rhetoric that incited the January 6th insurrection. It's his rhetoric and Caroline Leavitt's rhetoric that are full of lies when it comes to First Amendment rights. I mean, how is it, and this is why it sounds so asinine, that they use language that is so hateful, so divisive, and always inciting violence, even to the point that 24 to 48 hours later, there's always some kind of violent incident that always occurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see about Senator Padilla being arrested, when you see a judge being manhandled, when you see another elected official being manhandled, I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah, they've now
this,
arrested a judge, a major city mayor, a member of Congress, and taken a senator to the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, some point we're going to have to consider this very important question, and that is, how the hell is it that he calls his line of rhetoric that's full of lies patriotic and First Amendment worthy? But then somebody like you, or especially me, or anybody, any critic on our side that pushes for peace, pushes for love, pushes for unity, even cites scripture when they want to play the Christian card, that we are a danger and a threat to the safety of this nation.
Yeah.
Do you see how asinine that is?
I do. I absolutely do. Michael, and you pointed it out really, really well. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ira in Manhattan. Hey, Ira, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I believe that cable news in general and your show and regular news, when talking about Trump, often talks about, or sometimes in any case, talks about how he's a master reality manipulator. And sometimes they mention his show, The Apprentice. But what I don't understand is why the term scammer isn't more often used, because his cult followers don't seem to mind being lied to. But it seems to me that if the word scammer was used, maybe some of them at least would wake up and think that, you know, maybe they are being lied to.
Yeah. I think that they, you know, there's this old theological notion of the noble lie, the lie that you tell to accomplish a greater purpose, so that the sin of the lie is washed away by the greater purpose that you're trying to accomplish with the lie. And, I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas wrote about this a long time ago. And I think that most of the people who are followers of Trump know that he lies constantly. And they're okay with that, as long as he's lying in ways that characterize them in a positive light and characterize other people in a negative light, and that accomplish what they want to accomplish, which is basically expelling brown and black people from this country, and the ones that can't be expelled, keeping them under the thumb of white people in this country. I really think that you know, that at the end of the day, race is, you know, I would have said 50% 10 years ago. I'm saying 90% now. That it's 90% of the motivation for the people who own and run Fox News, many of these other right-wing outlets, certainly my colleagues and contemporaries in right-wing talk radio. I know many of these people. I believe that they are just unrepentant racists, that in another era they'd be wearing hoods, and that's what Trump is all about, and that's what his voters want. Ira, I got
to
run.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans.
Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Greg in Fleming, Kentucky. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me all right?
Just fine, Greg. What's up?
Good, good. I just want to thank you for your show and everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I had one point I was going to bring up about Israel and Iran, but listen to your callers. They've all made excellent points. And Tom from Pittsburgh, you know, he echoes my thoughts on, you know, how did America come to this pass? But, you know, we could go on all day about that. But I'll just say that I went to a protest in a small college town about 30 miles away from where I live in East Kentucky. It was about around 200 people there, very peaceful, of course. There were some people on the other side of the street in the back of their pickup trucks, keeping an eye on everything, make sure that none of the Marxists, you know, acted up or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the young rednecks would drive by in their big diesel trucks every now and then and rev up their engines, you know, to annoy
some smoke.
No, they did not roll coal. That would have been a it would have been on.
Yeah, that's considered assault in some states.
Yeah, it should be here. I don't know if it is, but it's an insult to the entire world when I see them. When I see them do it, you know, I'm flashing them the bird right back, right in the windshields. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the one point about Israel going all the way to decapitate the Iranian military, Revolutionary Guard, mm-hmm. and wanting to take the Ayatollahs out. You know, you stand back and you have to say that Israel has been strategically and tactically brilliant since the failure in October 7th. And, you know, people say, you know, shouldn't be doing this. We're going to the brink of war. Well, stand back and projecting the state power to further a state's aims. I mean, mm-hmm. Israel, with the hardliners in charge, especially, you know, they wrote the Gazans off.
Mm-hmm.
They were a lost generation to them, and they took out Hezbollah. I mean, it was just brilliant operation.
Right. Southern Lebanon,
yeah. Now, then they decapitate the Iranian guard, and, you know, and the Ayatollahs are sitting there going to sleep at night just wondering when the missiles are going to come in the window, you know.
Yeah, you have to think that, you know, after October 7th, that this, and maybe even this was planned long before that, that, right. You know, first they went after Hamas in Gaza, then they went after Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. These were the two principal proxies of the Iranians. And so, and then they were the vehicles that Iran traditionally used to punish people who you know, offended them, and particularly Israel. And so I agree with your assessment. I in my opinion, you know, they went way over beyond what they needed to do in Gaza, and now you've got famine and you know, 50,000 or more people dead.
I didn't say it was the right thing to do. I'm just saying that, you know, they just wrote them off.
But the problem now in Iran is that you know, there's no clear opposition in Iran.
What comes after?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem. I mean, you know, when it's just a vacuum, this is what happened when we took out Gaddafi. It's what happened when we took out Saddam. There was nobody who was prepared to step in.
Well, the prince, I think the prince is standing in the side stage. I'm sure that
which prince?
Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah.
Oh, interesting.
He has some support to be reinstalled.
The last time the Shah ran the country, it did not work out so well, you know.
Exactly, because we were backing his Stavik or Sovik, the secret police.
Yeah.
We always get in bed with these people, and they're terrible people. And we do it just so we can get more oil, get more power, get more control.
Yeah.
And it always backfires on us, and we never learn. I don't know why we can't learn. I'm halfway educated in history, so you know it's just amazing to me that we have let ourselves into this situation, and now it's up to us to try and get out of it, and it ain't gonna be easy.
Yeah, there's no easy answer here, Greg, and I do not trust Netanyahu, frankly. And I don't trust Donald Trump to do the right thing for our country or for the world.
Well, yeah, look, I always like to be pragmatic about things. And, you know, if the Ayatollahs are gone, that leaves a vacuum. But, you know, that's crisis opportunity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good talking to you, Greg. Well, you know, we'll see where this goes. The one thing that needs to be... In my opinion, repeated over and over and over again, and the mainstream media again is largely ignoring, is the fact that this entire crisis would not exist if Donald Trump had not, ripped up the agreement that President Obama worked out with the leadership of Iran, which stopped their nuclear enrichment. And that's assuming that, you know, what Netanyahu is telling us is true. And I'm not prepared to assume that. I'll stipulate it, you know, for purposes of argument. But it may well be true. I mean, there's a lot of indications that it's true. But we would not be here if Donald Trump hadn't done this insanely stupid thing 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever it was he did that during his first term. And here we are. I mean, he's creating a mess. And now he's going to capitalize on it? Jeff Charlotte is up next. Stick around. We're going to have an interesting conversation.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that. Back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump says we have control over Iran's entire airspace in a social media post. It comes after the president cut short his trip to Canada for the G7 summit so he could address the escalation between Iran and Israel. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem and says things are mostly shut down under a state of emergency due to days of Iranian missile launches.
All businesses are closed except grocery stores and a few little cafes. All the schools are closed. Everyone's home with their kids. And you're not really allowed to gather or go to a workplace, so there's not a lot of people on the streets.
A three-judge appeals court panel will hear arguments today by the Trump administration over President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in California earlier this month. A lower court last week ordered the Trump administration to return control of the National Guard troops to California's governor. On Wall Street, stocks are down following yesterday's rally due to a more uncertainty over tariffs and the Middle East conflict. This is ABC News.